My name is James Kelly. I am 15 years old. Today is the 2nd of December 2019, and I'm speaking with Francette Kelly, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So, Mom, describe what it was like growing up in your house.
Well, I lived in a small two-story home that had three bedrooms, and with my mom, three older sisters, and a younger brother. So it was pretty crowded. I was the youngest of the four girls, and my brother was 9 years younger than me. And you know, my mom worked a lot at night, so my sisters and I sort of in charge of taking care of my brother and babysitting him and like doing the household chores and stuff like that.
All right, cool. So what were your relationships in your family like?
Well, with my three older sisters, they were slightly older than me. So it could either be at times nurturing or like combative, not combative per se, but they definitely sometimes resented having to take care of me when I was younger, or just that I was the youngest and they felt I got more attention. But as we got older, we were all really close and we all shared rooms together at different times and, you know, kind of took turns being each other's best friends. So we were really lucky, and you know, we had each other, even though it was, we had a difficult childhood, we had each other to lean on. So it was really nice that way. My brother is younger than me by 9 years, so it was definitely more of a caretaker role with him. And he has, a different father. My mother remarried. So we were close in that we spent a lot of time together, but we didn't have a lot in common. So there you go.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Well, my parents divorced at a really early age. I was three when my dad moved out, and he was sort of in and out of our lives for most of my childhood. He traveled a lot for work, or he just kind of was dealing with his own issues, and so, you know, he was there when he could be, and you know, he was more of like the good time guy. He would come and pick us up and take us to the movies, or take us out to dinner, or to the racetrack. Whatever was fun for him was sort of it wasn't always appropriate for four young girls, but. You know, we always did have a good time. And as he got older and he got more stable and mature, you know, we've become really close. My mother had a hard time of things being a single mother to four children and then later five children. So, you know, she did the best she could with us, but she had a lot of her own issues she was dealing with. That made having a relationship with her a little hard. You know, she demanded a lot of her children and didn't always nurture us as much as she could have. Sometimes felt like my sisters were more my mother than my mom. But, you know, there was also great things. She was a great cook and she loved to tell stories and you know, and laugh and play cards. So there were really good times and really bad times.
Thank you for answering that. So next question is, did you feel any pressure from your family to get into college? And if so, why?
Yeah, I think I definitely felt pressure. I was always a really good student. Out of all my siblings, I think I was the most academic, the highest achiever academically. And so in high school, as it became apparent that, you know, I was doing really, really well, there was definitely pressure to keep that up, keep those grades up so I could be successful post high school. Neither of my parents went to college, and my mom definitely put a really highly valued education. She definitely did see that as a way to get out of to move up in life, to get out of our situation, because we were pretty poor. So she really pushed all of her children to excel at whatever they could. And for me, it was definitely academics. And, you know, I sort of had my post-high school plan for college. But then, you know, I got into a really good college that I didn't expect to, and I was sort of pushed to do that. And I mean, I don't really regret it. I was really lucky to go there, but it definitely wasn't what I wanted. There was a lot of pressure to perform that way without necessarily a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. So like you said, you didn't necessarily want to go to Harvard, but why did you not want to?
Well, I had my little dream of going to Cornell for their School of Hotel Management, because I really wanted to work in this sort of hospitality industry. I thought it would allow me to travel a lot and see the world, and it seemed very exciting and exotic to someone like who the furthest they had traveled was, you know, Florida at that point in their life. But I mean, certainly I...
grew up in Boston.
Yes, and so I grew up in Boston, so it would have been nice to leave Boston, but actually going to school in Boston/Cambridge is, you know, so awesome and so much fun. I mean, I was so lucky. I know that. And, you know, going to a school like Harvard opened so many doors for me, and it definitely led me down a different path. I am really glad that my mom valued academics and school so much, and really did push us to be the best that we could and go after the best that was out there. Mm-hmm.
So you sort of already answered my next question, but at which point in your life did you decide that going to Harvard was possible, and why?
It's actually really funny. I was a senior in high school, and I was already, you know, mid-process of college applications. And I sort of had my dream school, Cornell, and then a couple safety schools back then, or at least where I was from. You didn't like go on these trips to visit colleges and check out. I never even went to Cornell. I was just going to go there, show up, and hope I liked it, I guess. I randomly, one morning, my uncle called, who's my mother's brother, who sort of is the most successful out of her siblings, and he had two of his three sons went to Harvard, and he was asking about my post-high school plans, and, you know, I told him where I was applying, and he said he really thought I should apply to Harvard, and I just kind of laughed, like, oh, I don't think I'll get in there, but I was like, whatever, okay, it's just another application, I'll put it in, and... Both me and I was the salutatorian of my high school, which is second in the class, and one of my best friends was valedictorian, and we both got in, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. So what challenges did you have to overcome to get into Harvard, or just like through high school, what did you have to do to become second in your class?
I think, you know, there were some things that came easy. Like I just, a lot of academic stuff came easy, but to sort of be the all around student that would, you know, get you into better schools, you know, you had to also do athletics and other, you know, and some community service and be in lots of clubs. And that was always a little bit challenging for me because, besides going to school, I also had to work to help support my mom and our family. So I would work like 20 hours a week, as well as, you know, going to school. Also, you know, I didn't have a car, and the school I went to was another town over. So I had to take two different public buses to get to school every morning and to get home. And then if I did clubs or sports, my mother wasn't very supportive in picking up and driving. So then I would, you know, it would always take me an hour to get somewhere, an hour to get home. And I was as much as she did push us to, you know, be good at sports, do well in school, do all of these things, you know, she didn't really give us any, I keep saying support, I wish I could find a different word, any support or any, you know, sort of help us find our way that way. It was sort of like, you do this and you do this on your own. So balancing all of that was definitely hard. That was probably my biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. You also sort of answered my next question, but it was talk about how you balance schoolwork, normal work, and your social life. So you already sort of talked about your normal work, but and schoolwork, but I want to hear about your social life and how you balance that with your school.
Okay, so yeah, so I said, you know, school, and then I always played a sport, and then I would work about 20 hours a week. So after that, it didn't leave you a ton of time for social life, but I was definitely a really social person. I could only actually go like out on Friday nights because my mom worked as a waitress on Saturday nights. So I babysat my brother. Mm-hmm. But I would have friends over, like nothing crazy. And so, yeah, I think like Friday nights was my night to go out. Also, it was hard though, because a lot of my friends, because I did go to school in a town over, didn't live that close to me. Mm-hmm. And again, I didn't have a car and my mother wasn't someone who would drive me places. So yeah. If I wanted to see friends, again, I had to take public transportation or mm-hmm. like rely on other people's parents. So that was kind of a bummer. And my mom was also really strict about knowing exactly where I was going. And, you know, if I was going to someone's house, if the parents were going to be there and she had to talk to them. So yeah, but luckily I did have like right in my neighborhood quite a few close friends. So even when I was stuck at home babysitting often, they would come by and hang out with me and stuff like that.
All right. So when you actually went to Harvard, were you nervous and why? And if so, why?
Oh, my goodness. I was so nervous. I felt really, really out of my league. You know, there were lots of reasons to be nervous. One, you know, I was from sort of a very blue collar city, just like 15, 20 minutes outside of Cambridge, you know, entering this world of like these very rich, you know, private school country club kids from, you know, the best schools in Boston and New York and, you know, international kids. And I definitely felt like, oh, maybe I'm sort of the charity case, right? Like the poor, mm-hmm. You know, white trash girl. then I also had to work a lot for my work study job. And I had to work two, sometimes three jobs. So it was really hard to make friends that way. And I think I was just, I was really insecure about whether or not I belonged there. So that was really hard to make that transition. I think that was one of my biggest challenges.
Yeah.
Was that the question?
Yeah, sort of. <Okay. laughs> Describe what it was like when you got to Harvard and how it was different from your life at home.
Oh my God. Yeah, it couldn't be more different, right? I mean, there was obviously like the great things that no parents, you know, you just sort of had this freedom to do whatever you wanted. In a sense, you had your academics and stuff like that. But again, like I was dealing with the whole different class of people a lot of the time, that had really different life experiences. So that was great and it was scary. You know, and also it's great and scary to be on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, you have this freedom, like I said, but then you're also, no one is there to take care of you. So that's really hard. But I was lucky enough that, like I said, I was, you know, only like a 20-minute train ride from my house, public transportation. So I was able to go home often and see my family, see my friends from home, or they would come up and see me. So in that sense, I had the best of both worlds for a little while.
You definitely already answered this next one, but it was, in what ways did you feel different from the other students there, like you said?
Yeah, I definitely felt that maybe I wasn't as well educated as them. I wasn't as sophisticated or cultured. You know, we didn't grow up going to theater or, you know, fancy art museums. I didn't know a lot about the outside world. So, yeah, those were sort of the big things.
So how hard did you work once you got to Harvard? Were you burned out from high school, or were you motivated to work even harder?
I was not burned out from high school, because I was lucky enough that my high school really wasn't that hard of a school. I was really motivated to prove that I belonged there. I mean, I definitely had roommates who came from boarding schools and stuff that they were totally burnt out, and they actually kind of found Harvard easier than their high school. That was not my situation. This was like a whole new level of academic instruction. I had to even retake some classes that I had already taken, because they just sort of taught it in a different way on a whole new level. So yeah, I had to work really, really hard. And I wanted to work hard too, like I said, to sort of prove myself. Yeah. And, you know, a couple of years in, that sort of, once you felt like, okay, I belong here, then the work level wasn't so bad.
Mm-hmm. So my last question is, in what ways did going to Harvard help you later in life?
It helped me so, so much. I mean, just it gave me opportunities I would have never had if I had not gone there. You know, it definitely broadened my world and my worldview by meeting so many different people from different backgrounds with different perspectives. You know, I had definitely lived in sort of this small blue-collar world of Boston, of the suburbs of Boston, and I got to see what a more global perspective. I think it made me a more curious person, a more caring person, a more thoughtful person. But also just career-wise, you know, it opened doors that would have never been opened to me. I'd always been interested, like, in entertainment and the entertainment world and television and movies, but I never thought that was sort of a career that I could pursue. I had no idea how you would do that. I sort of just majored in economics, and I would go into investment banking, because that's what everybody did at the time, and that was sort of a measure of success. That's what sort of my mom expected. At a certain point, I joined the humor magazine there, that a lot of the people that graduated would go on to work in TV and film, and I made some contacts, and it became a reality that I could do that. And as soon as I moved out to LA, I got a job from, you know, an alumni from the magazine, a really good job, and I just, you know, being able to say I was a Harvard graduate and a Harvard Lampoon graduate, just was invaluable. I mean, anyone who says different is, I think, lying or has, you know, access to things. But for me, someone with no access and no, you know, family members who were going to, like, you know, hook me up with anything, being able to, you know, and even still, you say, you go to Harvard, and people are really impressed, even if in the end it really is just any other college. It's definitely a door opener.
All right, so just one final thing. Do you have any advice for, like, students now, like, trying to get into good colleges?
I think it's so much harder now than when I was applying and going to school. I mean, you really just did need to be that all around great student, you know, and your academic scores, your AP scores, your SAT were really important. Although I didn't do that great on the SATs, it was sort of like they took in your all around success. Now I feel like it sounds like you really need to show a passion for something. You really need to stand out and be different and just like taking all honors classes and getting all A's. And even like then, if you're like the varsity athlete all 4 years, it seems like to me they want a story. And even back when, and you know, I had a story. And I think that's what helped so much. You know, my story was the struggle to achieve all that I did. And they really like that, I have to say. Admissions, and I've actually worked with the Harvard admissions office. So I can say that's what they're looking for. They're looking for kids that have a story and that are going to bring something different to the school. You know, they don't want just academic robots or, you know.
Yeah.
So find your passion, right? And mm-hmm. and make it real. And then, because then you have something to talk about and you have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's my best advice.
Thank you, Mom. That was awesome.
You're welcome. Was that okay?